surprising. I can feel it rising. All the joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me.
Good God we serve. You know, He is higher than anything, He's greater than anyone, and yet He loves us.
Yeah.
His eyes are and His attention is on us. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Let's continue to worship God.
Child.
let's just pour out our love on Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Love you.
we think about extravagant worship, we tend to think of David jumping and dancing, losing his clothes on the way to welcoming the presence of God into Israel. But there is also another example of extravagant worship, which happens maybe not as extravagantly. Maybe you're an introvert over here this morning like me, and you're saying, okay, yeah, I'll worship God in my heart. But there was also this other woman, Mary, who came quietly in the dark, and she snuck into the near the feet of Jesus, and she poured out this very expensive offering. Yeah, it was an expensive offering, but what was common between David and this lady was that they did not care about what others thought about them in that moment. They gave complete, you know, just reckless offering. They poured out their love upon Jesus. Now this morning, if you've never expressed your love to Jesus, you know, maybe by lifting up your hands or by singing out or, you know, anything else, however you want to express your devotion, your love to Jesus this morning, you're free to do that. Yeah? There is no judgment in this house. You are free to love Jesus. Please love Jesus the best that you can. Yeah, so right now, if you want to move out of your chairs, feel free to do that. If you want to plant your face on the floor, feel free to do that. Whatever way you want to say, Jesus, we love you, go ahead and do that. Yeah, we're going to just sing this bridge once again and say, God, all our affection, all our devotion, we pour it out to you, Jesus. We're so grateful. Yeah, let's do that. Come.